you, Pastor. Everybody praise the Lord. You know, when you're on the football field and a kick that round thing with a lot of air inside, and you are there at the stadium, you shout, you cry. Now, our shout as people that are destined for success must outshine, out loud, all those people in the stadium. Now, I say, praise the Lord. Just give me a chance and you are going to be changed. You give me your hand. Where is your hand? Shake my hand. Give me your hand. Give me your head for this time, because I'm going to drop something inside that head. You give me your hand. You give me your head. Give me your heart. Concentrate. Follow on. Because no matter how low you are, you are coming to the highest. Where are you? Your hand. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman, every professional, every teacher, every counselor, every lecturer, everyone without exception. Impact every life. Give the key to everyone that will open, nobody will shut us out. When we close, nobody will bring anything unwanted into our territory. Lord, I pray today you impact everyone without exception in Jesus' name. It is done. For me. For me. It is done in Jesus' name. God bless you. You are blessed already. Today, we're considering something. Don't let this pass by your head. We're considering the master key of escape to success. I need to define some of the words there. The key. The key is what you use to open. Open a door. Open the car. Open the fridge. Open the machinery. The key is to open. Not only that, the key is to operate. When you put that key in the ignition, you let it stay there, because it is that key that will operate that vehicle and carry you to your destination. You will get there. I will get there. The key is what you use to lock the door when you have precious treasure inside that chamber, inside that box. And even for us who are very young, inside that little portmanteau, it's the key we use to lock, and then no thief, no robber will take the key and open what we lock. We're locking the door against suffering today. We're locking the door against every setback in your life. We open the door to salvation. Open the door to success. Open the door to significance. Everyone here, you'll have the key by yourself. It will be with you. And you can open, you can operate, and you can lock. Now, the master key. The master key is the key that is designed to open to operate or to lock every lock in a set of kind of locks. Here is a door, another door, another door. All the doors in that house, one key, the master key, will open all the doors. You are here today, not by accident. You are here for a purpose. The Lord is going to give you the master key. Every area of your life, your spiritual life, your natural physical life, your educational life, your professional life, here we are today. The key will open every door of your life. And now, there's another word here, success. Success. The master key to escape failure and to get to success. I hear you. I listen. And you're asking the question, here is a subject, and I find it difficult. How can I overcome success? Here is a course I want to follow, and I want to scale through, go through. How do I succeed? Any area of your life? Success is study, search, sustain. You study. Open the brain. The key to open your brain is available here today. The key to open the book to the brain here today. And the key to connect the book and the brain. And for you to succeed is here. S. That's the beginning of our success. You study, you search, you sustain. Any book I need, search. Any knowledge I need, search. Anything I will need, it's there on the internet. It's there in the library. It's there in your country. It's there everywhere. Study, search, and sustain the study and the search. You there, you unfold. If you have a book, you never unfold, you never open, the knowledge there will not jump into your brain. If you are going to succeed, like I know you are going to succeed, unfold, understand, untie. You unfold, you open that book. You understand. Don't just read and read and read. I read 2 chapters of a book yesterday. That's not important. What do I understand of what I read yesterday? Unfold that book. Unfold your life. Where am I going? Where do I want to be in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time? If Jesus tarries, maybe you are 20, maybe you are 30, maybe you are 40 now. In another 30 years, you must plan. And you must understand where you're going. And then you untie the things that bind you, the things that chain you, the things that hold you down, holding you back. You must untie. See there, crystallize, clear it up. Crystallize your goal. Crystallize your life. Make it clear. Make it plain. Write it. Write it in the notepad. Write it in an exercise book. write it everywhere. You can see it every time. You crystallize it, concentrate. And you know, that's the path I'm treading. That's the place I'm going. You crystallize and make it clear. You also concentrate. And not for one day, not for one week. You know, I just came back from the impact, and I'm all fire, I'm all vision. And then one day I concentrate. No, continue. Because it is that gives you the success that you want, that you desire, that you are going to have. The next seed there, construct, cultivate, contribute. You know, it's like a building. Your life is like a building. You have the architect's drawing, and now you have the bricks, you have the blocks, you have the doors, you have the windows, you have the glasses, you have everything. But all those blocks piled together will not make a house. Construct and begin to put things in place. Let your life be an organized life. A life that is well constructed and well composed. Cultivate, because your life is like a farm, and you need to cultivate everything. It is that helps us now. You construct, you cultivate, that makes us to contribute something in life. It is what we contribute to the life we live that makes people say, that's a successful man, that's a successful woman. You educate. Don't accept ignorance in any area of your life. It's a luxury you cannot afford. Educate, endear, exercise. You know, people that we have two legs, if we don't exercise, we cannot walk, or cannot not run, or cannot jump. Exercise. I tell you, educate yourself. And in the education of life, you are going to have roadblocks, you are going to have setbacks, you are going to have things you didn't expect. But you endure, jump over every hurdle, and go over every territory, and then make sure you now exercise what you have learned. And one of the answers to, you know, your question, our leader and the pastor once said, one of the things is that your own classmate, your own colleague, share with them, teach them, instruct them, answer their questions, link up yourself with people like yourself. Before we even go to the teacher, the lecturer, you educate, you deal, you exercise. Now, S, when we say somebody is successful, S, stand fast. Make sure you do not allow anything to weaken your mind. Stand out. The opposed, stand out. The criticize, stand out. And they try to put you down, stand out. If you determine to stand out, nobody can pull you down. Give me a good amen there. Stand out. Stand up, stand fast. The last S is like this life is like a river. Swim across. You're there at the shore. Your success, when we see you on the other shore, we know you have succeeded. So don't stay there. Swim across. Swim across. Then you soar above. You soar above. They say, for the people who succeed, the sky is your limit. Give me a good amen. Amen. And here now, we're ready for success. We'll swim across. There'll be tides on the sea. There'll be waves on the sea. There'll be storm on the sea. Keep on swimming. One stroke more, another stroke more, one day more, one effort more, you will swim across. Give me a good amen. You know, I can excuse the older people who come here in the evening. I can excuse when they cannot raise their voice, but for the younger generation, the voice is there, and you need to give me an amen that matches your age. S, swim across. S, soar above. S, stay alive. Let the drive in you stay alive. Let the vision in you stay alive. Let the determination, you have the four D's of success, the desire, let it stay alive. The determination, let it stay alive. When you're swimming across, you're soaring above, and you stay alive, one of these days, I'll meet you on top of the mountain. The master key of escape to success. In Revelation chapter 3, we're looking at verse 7. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. It says, and to the angel, to the minister, to the leader, to the bishop, to the pastor of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, says he that is holy and that is true and that has the key of David. I'll explain that later as we go on. And openness, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Christ is here to open the door for you. The door into success. Success registered in heaven. Success recognized on earth. Success revealed through your life. There are three things we're looking at before we pray. Number one is man's key of exposure to sinfulness. And I'm going to add the Messiah's key of escape from sinfulness. Put that down. The Messiah's key of escape from sinfulness. Number two. Number two is the main key of escape to salvation. Salvation. If heaven, if God, if Christ, if our Messiah is going to share the key with us, he operates as Savior. He operates as the one that comes and takes us out of darkness into the light of his glorious gospel. The main key of escape to salvation. Number three is the maker's key of entry into success. If you stay through till the end with your hand writing, with your head understanding, with your heart embracing. If you stay through your hand, your head, your heart, you'll get the key to success. I will get the key to success in Jesus' name in your life. Number one, we're looking at man's key of exposure to sinfulness. I said you should add the Messiah's key of escape from sinfulness. Now, as you look at this, we're looking at Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, we're looking at verse 3. In verse 3, it says, "And no man in heaven, nor on earth, was able, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon." Look at verse 4. In verse 4, "And I wept much, because no man was found anywhere worthy to open and to reveal and to reach the book, neither to look thereon." Why? No man on earth could get the key. Why? No man, even there up there in heaven, could have the key, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God will not trust anyone and put the key that opens every door in the universe, every door in every life, will not give that key to just any ordinary one. But after John the Beloved had wept and cried because no man was found, eventually an angel said, "Don't weep. Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the root of David, he has prevailed. And now he appeared that the Lamb slain for the sins of the whole world." He got the key. He got the key. I want to tell you something. I'm not going to follow anyone that doesn't have the key that can open every door for my life. You're not going to follow anyone anywhere that doesn't have the key to open the door of success and the door of significance and the door of supremacy in your life, that you get beyond where you are now. Why wasn't anybody found that could open the door, that could open the book, that will open the future, that will open the success, the significance, and the supremacy? Why? Because of man's sin. And I'm sure you've heard, you've been to church, you've been everywhere, and you said, "Sin, sin." I used to hear that, and I used to wonder, sin, what sin? Number one, sin, S-I-N, is Satan-infested nature. The nature of man has been infested by Satan, and Satan has no righteousness. Satan has no holiness. Satan has no goodness. All he has is evil. And when Satan invests, indwells, any nature. That's why you find sin. Number two, what's sin? It's secretly. When there's, you know, that secret thing, secretly injuring neighbors. Did you see how sin came into the world secretly? Yes, the serpent did not come. Satan did not come when Adam and Eve were together, because two are better than one. If one overcomes, if somebody overcomes one, the other will come and help him up. But Satan waited until Adam was away, and secretly he injured that Eve. When we say you sin, what does that mean? You secretly injure neighbors. That's sin. And that is what has hindered us from having the key we need to have. Number three, what's sin? Sin is superfluity in naughtiness. Somebody is naughty, that's bad. It's naughty in a higher way, that's worse. It's naughty in a deeper way, that's terrible. And when there is superfluity in naughtiness, that is sin. S-I-N. Check out. What do you specialize in? What's superfluous in your life? But when you come to the Savior, it will dry up all the ocean, all the flood of sin in your life. Okay, he'll do it in my life. I said he will sweep away all the flood and the superfluity of naughtiness in your life in Jesus' name. What sin? There are many people living in Nineveh. They saw the violence. They saw the evil. They kept mute. What sin? Silence in Nineveh. When you are living in a community, when you are living in a compound, when you are living in schooling, in an institution, it's all the cheating. It's all the exam malpractice. And you saw all the terrible exchanges going on, and you are silent in Nineveh. That is S-I-N. That is sin. And that's what God wants to take us away from today in Jesus' name. I feel embarrassed with your amen. Number five, God bless you. God bless you today. And God bless you every time you say good amen. Number five, what a sin. Sin is shamelessness in night clubs. S I N. Shamelessness in night clubs. Look at that night club. Look at how they dim the light. Look at the boys and the girls. Look at the single men and the single women. And look at the married men and the married women. Look at the things they do in the night club. And that shamelessness in the night club, that's what we call sin. If they mention sin, you don't understand. This is sin. Number six, what is sin? Sin is surfeiting in nonchalance. I don't care They say smoking will give you cancer. As you're smoking and you're getting older, I don't care. They say drinking will block your brain. They say drinking in old age will make you like, you know, a senseless, brainless person. They say it will destroy. I heard of an experiment. Man, counselor, he pitied this man who was drinking. And he felt he was ignorant. And because of his ignorance, that's why he's drinking and drinking and drinking alcohol. And then he invited him to his house. He said, "Can I show you an experiment I discovered?" Oh, he said, "Yes, I'll be grateful for that." And he put some worms inside water. And the water was a good environment for those worms. Then he had another jar, another glass, and he put alcohol inside that jar, that glass of alcohol, and he put the worms that had been in the glass of water, he put it inside the container having alcohol. Immediately those worms got into the jar of alcohol, they disintegrated completely, died, and they were not alive again. And so the counselor asked the drunkard, the drinking man, "From that experiment I showed you now, what do you learn?" The counselor was surprised as to the answer the drinking man gave. Oh, the drinking man said, "I like this new experiment. What do you like in it? I see that the alcohol I am drinking and drinking will kill all germs and worms from my intestine." That's the lesson he learned. The counselor said, "No, that's not the lesson you are to learn. The alcohol, yes, will kill the worms and the germs in your system. It will also kill the good cells in your body. And when the good cells and the white corpuscles and the red corpuscles, when they are all killed, destroyed, disintegrating," he said, "then you'll have cancer, you'll have other related sicknesses." And cancer is not just, you know, cancer in the stomach or cancer in the brain or cancer in the eyes. It's not more than 100 kinds of cancer now that is plaguing people in the world. The point is, when you suffer in nonchalance, you don't care what you drink, what you smoke, you don't care where you go in the night, you don't care when others are studying and then you went to do some things that will destroy your life, that is sin. That is sin. Number 7, what is sin? It's support in notoriety. That's sin. When other people are notorious, other people are sinful, other people are wayward, and you cheer them. "Go ahead. Wonderful. You're a great guy. If I had the courage you had, I'd be jumping." When you encourage them in the evil that they are doing, when you give that support in notoriety, that is sin. What's sin? Number 8, sinking into nothingness. That's sin. When your life does not amount to anything. And you are sinking day after day. And you say, I am a good boy. I am a good girl. And you are sinking. You are sinking into nothingness. Life, there's nothing to show daddy and mommy about your life. There is nothing even to show yourself that you are making any progress in life. And you sink into nothingness. That is sin. Now you understand why the Messiah has come. You understand why Jesus Christ has come? Because with all these descriptions of sin in your life, how can you succeed? But a new page is going to start in your life. A new life. A new chapter. Lord, we thank you today that all these descriptions of sinfulness, Christ will come today, cancel everything. Yeah. Cancel everything. Yeah. And now you begin the journey of success. Tell me, I begin the journey. Say it now, the journey to success. Remember success, you study, you search, you sustain. Remember success, you unfold, you understand, you untie. Anything that ties you to all these things we're spoken about. Today is the day I am free. Say it aloud. Now, you crystallize. Where am I going? What am I here in life? Or what am I supposed to do? You crystallize. You concentrate. You continue. Not only that, you construct. Your life will be a constructed life. My life will be a constructed life. You construct. You cultivate, you contribute. You educate yourself like you are here today. Look at, you know, all that we have heard before this time, that's education. And you endure. You have to, even as you are here, as you sit there in the open, I can tell, maybe you are sweating, but you are there. You are there for success. I am here for success. Then you exercise everything you got here, everything you have heard here, everything you have reaching down. The time has come for you. You will exercise. S. You will stand out. Give me a good amen. I remember in my own personal life when I was as young as you are. When I was just like somebody in the crowd. Somebody just flowing along and just going along. Birds of the same feather flock together. But one day came, I woke up, and I came here today to wake you up. That I said, what? I'm going to stand out. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand fast. Can I tell you, since that day, I've not stopped standing out. From today, you'll not stop standing out. I've not stopped standing up. From today, you'll not stop standing up. From that day, I've not stopped standing fast. And from today, my daughter there, my son there, from today, you will stand fast in Jesus' name. The life we live is like a river, and the river is flowing. And sometimes we have to swim against the tide, because sometimes there are waves on the sea, storm on the sea, disturbance on the sea. And we might see somebody on the ledge dropping and sinking. Might see somebody on the right in life dropping and sinking. But you will swim across. The success, the people who don't swim across, where are they? They are under the sea. There is no success. But I will swim across. Say it, say it, say it. I will swim across. I will soar above. That's good, but say it again. And then I will stay alive. Somebody is staying alive. Somebody who is breathing, but is dejected, is depressed, is downtrodden, is asking, why am I here? What am I doing? He eats and sleeps and sleeps and eats. And life has no meaning. You see a lie? I said, you see a lie? No, but look up here. Am I a lie? You know, I go to all those states in Nigeria. I leave Nigeria, go to Ghana. I leave Ghana, go to, Cameroon. I leave Cameroon, come back to Togo. I leave Togo, I come to the great country of Liberia. Am I alive? Swim across. Soar above. Stay alive. Promise me you will stay alive. Promise God you will stay alive. Promise yourself. Promise yourself. Promise yourself you will stay alive. You are successful already. I come to point number two. Point number two is the main key of escape to salvation. Now, salvation is like a door. The people on this side of the door, they've not found success. But you look at the door and they write salvation in capital letters. And you say, that's the door I've been looking for. And Christ, the opener of the door, he opens the door and he says, don't just stand there, come in. And you come through that door of salvation. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the door. And when you go through that door, success now is automatic for you. For me, the Lord will put a smile on your face. The main key of escape to salvation. To salvation. Look at Matthew chapter 16. And we're reading from verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Look at verse 17. In verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, the son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Look at verse 18. In verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. What's your name? What's your name? Today, Jesus marks down your name. Thou art, tell me. Thou art, tell me. And then it says, upon this rock of confession, that thou art Christ, the Savior of the world, the Savior of mankind, the Savior of this man, Peter. It says, upon that rock of confession, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I thought you'd say good amen. Amen. There is no other organization. There is no cult. There is no group where Jesus said, upon this rock I build the cult. I build the camp of men, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the cult. No, no, 1,000 times no. Every cult will be destroyed, even by the internal force in that cult. But for the church of God that you now come in, you are saved and you are part of that church. Upon this rock I build my church. I build the Christian. I build my daughter, my son, and my younger brothers there. The Lord is building you up. And the gates of hell will not prevail against your life. Look at verse 19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. Stretch out your hand and receive that key. The Lord today is giving you the keys of the kingdom. Peter, did you get the key? He said, yes. Show me. No, it's not physical. It's inside my heart. The key of authority, you cannot find it in a physical, is inside. The key of the name of Jesus, that whatsoever you bind with that name is bound in heaven. It's not something physical. I can't see it in the hand of Peter. It's inside your heart. The faith you have, that's the key. The confidence you have, that's the key. And the trust you have in the Lord, the name of Jesus, that is going to open every door for you. I have the key. Say it for yourself. I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. A good, good amen. Amen. Monrovia, Liberia, amen. Amen. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. You know what Jesus is saying here? He's giving us a key that connects us to heaven. It connected Peter with heaven. And today, it has connected you with heaven. Say the key. has connected me with heaven. Praise the Lord. Jesus is standing right there in heaven, and he's looking at you. He said, yes, I gave the key to him. Yes, I gave the key to her. And whatsoever he will bind on earth will be bound in. Oh, but you see, Pastor, I see a lot of things. If heaven had opened, I would have come through. Yes, because heaven was waiting for you, that you will use that key. Didn't you hear what they say, what they teach us in our schools, especially in science? They say, what you don't use, you lose. Today, start using that key. Remember, educate, endure, exercise. It's when you put that into practice, it will work for you. What's the key? Number one, faith in the Savior. Faith in the Savior. He gave us his name, and he said, what I do, you will do. Christ was speaking somewhere, and the people wondered, how does this man have knowledge, having never learned? He didn't understand. Of course, he learned. He learned from the school of the Father. And when you have that faith in the Savior, and he lays in you, I pronounce, I prophesy in your life, no subject will be difficult for you to understand. Somebody on earth wrote that textbook. Before that person wrote the textbook, there was a time he was a baby. There was a time he didn't even know the alphabet, and he learned like you, went to school like you, and he learned, and he wrote a book. And now Christ gives you the key of faith, the key of understanding. Say good amen. Amen. Faith in the Savior. Two, forsaking of all sins. Why do we forsake? Oh, because the thing is not helping me. The thing is wasting your life. The thing is wasting your brain. The thing is wasting the new creation. The thing is wasting all the valuable things in your life. Of course, you need to forsake that. Sin, the thing that wastes your life, wastes your lifeblood, wastes your brain, wastes your intelligence, and wastes your talent. Will forsake. You forsake all sins today in Jesus' name. Yes. Number three, what's the key? The forgiveness of our sin. You know, when we come to pray, and you kneel down, and you open your mouth, and the devil comes and says, you of all people, you're praying, and you're expecting an answer. Look at this, look at this. All that will shut your mouth. But when God has forgiven you, like today, I said like today, and your sins are forgiven, and then you kneel to pray, and that old fellow, he didn't know you had settled, you have gone to settle the account with God, and he comes and he whispers in your ear, you of all people, you are praying, don't you know? You say, shut up, all my sins are forgiven. Where are you? That, you know, I have a lot of story to tell. I won't tell all my stories now, because if I tell everything, when I come back again, I won't have any other story to tell. But I'll tell you this one. Two men were walking in a restaurant. And A and B, I will call them. And A one day stole chicken from the freezer and put it inside his jacket. And he went through the gate. They didn't discover him. And so he came back the following day. And B, who saw him, said, "Mr. A, I need to tell you, I saw you yesterday when you stole that chicken and you put it inside your jacket and you went through this route, this route, and you went away. Now, I will cover you up as long as you do what I tell you to do." Say, "Yes, sir, I will." He wanted it to be covered up. And so he said, "Today, my overtime, you will do it for me, but you register it on my name." "Yes, sir." He did. The following day, he called him again. "Mr. A." "Yes, sir. Today, you'll do my overtime for me, but you register it for me to get the pay." "Yes, sir." And he continued and continued like that. And the man felt, "Why am I just serving this man?" And one day he said, "No, I will not do it today." "I'm going to the manager, I report." Okay, "I will do it." He became a slave. But he came to work one morning. When he got to work that morning, he said, "I must settle this thing." And so he went to the manager. B did not know that he went to the manager. He said, "Sir, I'm such a bad person." "No, Mr. A, don't say." "Yes, I am. I stole chicken from the freezer and I took it home. I'm asking here, sir, please forgive me." "Oh," he said, "Mr. A, that you even have the mind to come and confess, you're forgiven. It will not be written on your record anymore. Be free. Anytime you need anything, I'm your manager here. You are the number one favored person on my list in this restaurant." He said, "Thank you." Somebody say, "Thank you, Lord." For my forgiveness, somebody say, "Thank you, Lord." But he didn't tell Mr. B. So that day, Mr. B called him and said, "Mr. A." He didn't say, "Yes, sir," like he used to say. And B was looking at him. He said, "Anyway, today you will do overtime for me and it will be registered in my account and I'll get the pay." He said, "Never again." "What?" "Tell me, what?" And B said, "Did I hear him right? A, I want to remind you, that chicken you stole, and the secret is in my hand. I'm going to report you." He said, "Can I show the way to the manager's office?" "Go." Because he had been forgiven. "Because I have been forgiven." See, "Because I have been forgiven." And so, because he went to the manager himself, he was free. That's how free you are going to be today. Freedom from all our sins. That's what gives us the key. And then forgiveness, and then there's freedom from our stumbling blocks. Freedom from our stumbling blocks. The things that made us to stumble in the past, thank God, I am free. Say it for yourself. And then we'll go to the next one. It's the fortitude against social cyber crimes. You know, in the past, when you see the policemen, when you see those who are in charge of finding out cyber crime or criminals, you're dodging, you're afraid. But now, today, do you know that cyber crime is a sin? Of course. But today, you're free. Amen. And so he sets us free. Now we have the fortitude. We have the courage that we will not go into those social cyber crimes anymore. And then there is fellowship with the saints. You don't remain isolated anywhere you are. You find the children of God and you associate with them. You fellowship with them. And as faithfulness to the Savior, you're reading the word of the Lord, the word of the Savior every time, and you're faithful. And a day at a time, a word at a time, a commandment at a time, a prayer item at a time, and day by day by day, you have the victory. I have the victory. And I am an overcomer. I see the staccato of voices. I am an overcomer. Let's come to point number three now. Point number three, we're looking at the maker's key of entry into success. I have entered, and I invite you, enter with me. I said, I invite you, enter with me. We're going to enter into success in Jesus' name. Joshua chapter 1, we're reading from verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, reading from verse 8, it says, this book of the law is expanded now. At this time, there were no pilots because there was no aeroplane. At this time, there was no university because they were just coming out of the primary school of education in Egypt. But now, in the book of the Lord, anywhere, everywhere, you have the Holy Bible. Everything you need to succeed is in that Holy Bible. Any Holy Bible with us here today? I said, any Holy Bible with us here today? Where are the Bibles? I said, where are the Bibles? Your success is inside that book. Read it. Understand it. Believe it. Apply it. Obey it. And you will have success in Jesus' name. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night. Success during the day. success at night, that thou mayest observe to do according as to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Somebody there ready to prosper. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous. I will explain if you give a good amen. There are people that are waiting for Mr. So-and-so to give me the handouts to make me prosper. And they wait for such a long time. But thou yourself will make your way prosperous. Amen. Shout amen. Amen. Your hands, not another person's hand, will make your way prosperous. Amen. Your brain, not another man's brain, will make your way prosperous. Amen. Your contribution in life, not another person's contribution, will make your way prosperous. Amen. You will prosper. Amen. You confess it, you will possess it. Amen. You possess what you confess. I will prosper. You are no more asking the question, why am I born in a country like this? God put you here. Here you will prosper. And then it says, and thou shalt have good success. I will have good success. What is success? Look at S there, is salvation of the soul. When you bring your soul, your heart to the Lord, and you say, Lord, here am I, save me, immediately you are saved. If you were not saved before, this morning you are saved. Success begins with the salvation of the soul. You is the uprightness through the upholder. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my upholder. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. From this day I announce to you, nobody will hinder or stop your success in Jesus' name. See, is consecration to the captain. He is the captain of our salvation, and the captain of our success, and the captain of our soul in above. And we consecrate unto him. We say, all to Jesus I surrender, and we mean it. All to him I freely give, and we mean it. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence, I will ever live. It is that consecration to the captain that gives us that. So the next C there is conquering all crimes. I conquer. I conquer. I conquer. The spirit of the conqueror enter into you now in Jesus' name. And then E, excelling in your endeavors. The success. Everything you endeavor, everything you try, I see you excelling. If you're in the market, you'll excel. If you're in school, you will excel. I'm just wondering how it is the Christian that will be getting taught class when the people that do not have the assistance of the excellent one, His excellence, His people, they do not have His assistance, and they are the ones getting first class. If you're still in school, I pronounce first class upon you. In your profession, I pronounce promotion upon you. Because now you will excel in all your endeavors. Yes, standing out for the Savior. You will stand out. I'm talking to somebody there. You will stand out. You see, that field is not for women. Even if you are going to be the first woman to excel in that field, welcome. Welcome. You see, a Liberian African has never held that position in an international organization. Any Liberian here this morning? Where are you? Raise up your hand. Welcome. That place, they say, we have not been reaching, climb up there. And you will stand out for the Savior. Yes, is shining as stars in society. Shine. 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 The light of heaven, the glory of heaven will be upon your life. Everywhere you go, in this country, everywhere you go in West Africa, everywhere you go in Southern Africa, East Africa, Central Africa, everywhere you go in Asia, everywhere you go in the Pacific, everywhere you go in America, I will read about you. In my studies, in my search, I will come across your name. And who knows, we might even meet together. And as we meet together, I say, have you met me before? You say, yes, I met you before. Where? You will say, in Liberia. I said, okay. Were you there that day when I was speaking on the master key to success? He said, yes, I was there. Not only that I was there, I got the key. And that is where, why I am here today. You'll be there. You'll be there. You will be there. Rise up and have your key. Rise up. Rise up and have your key. Remember? Amen. We're praying now. Noise is not prayer. We're praying now. You present yourself to the Lord. You surrender your heart, your head, your hands unto the Lord. And say, Lord Jesus, I have been a sinner, but now I come to the Savior. And He has said, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Leave your sins behind. Leave all that superfluity of naughtiness. Leave that behind. Leave Satan in nature. Leave that all behind. And come and say, Lord Jesus, now I give myself to you. Simple, simple, simple. And as you give yourself to him, he will receive you. He will forgive your sin. He will set you free. He will write your name in the book of life in heaven. Give yourself to him unreservedly. I will not go back again. Forgive my sin and set me free. He has answered your prayer. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I am saved. I thank you. My sins are forgiven. I thank you. You've broken the yoke of sin out of my life. I thank you. You've set me free. He sees your tears, tears of repentance, tears of regretting that you spent so long time away from the Savior. He sees, he knows. Love, in mercy, in his goodness, he has forgiven you. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who have confessed and those who have given themselves to Christ unreservedly, and you know, he has forgiven you. Raise up your hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you there. Raise up that hand. Say, Lord, I believe my sins are forgiven. I believe freedom from my sin and our experience. I believe my name is written now in the book of life. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. We're sealing up that salvation, our Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that whosoever comes to you, you will not drive away, you will not cast out, you will receive all these boys and girls, men and women that have surrendered their hearts, their heads, their hands, the totality of their lives. They have surrendered unto you. Thank you, their sins are forgiven. Thank you, their souls are set free. Thank you, they are now saved, freed, forgiven, children of God. Thank you, Lord. Let the joy of salvation be real in every heart. In Jesus' name. Name, I pray. Those who raised up their hands, thank you, thank you, thank you. They want to clap. Why don't you clap with them? Amen. Amen. Those who raised up their hands, a moderator will be, you know, instructing you as to what to do. Now, the key. Somebody shout, the key.
The key.
You must have the key in your heart, in your hand,
before you go. And when there's nobody to open the door for you, as you go through life, this key you are having now will open every door before you. Before you ask for help, the help will say, I'm already here for you. Before you touch the door will say, Christ came ahead, is open the door for you. Enter in, sir. Enter in, madam. You will enter. Good things will follow you. Goodness and mercy will follow you. Great miracles will follow after you. And the joy of the Lord will never depart from your life. Raise up your hand and receive the key. Everyone, everyone, everyone. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for such a day like this, when you offer every one of your children that will come, you offer them the key. Lord, give them the key right now in Jesus' name. The key of faith in the Savior, give them the key, the master key of faith in Jesus' name. The key of forgiveness, the past all forgiven, and the present all renewed. Give everyone that key in Jesus' name. The key of freedom, freedom from yoke, freedom from sickness, freedom from satanic attack, freedom from setback, freedom from failure. The key in every hand now in Jesus' name. The key of fortitude, courage, power in the mind, power in the spirit, power in the soul, power in their backbone, power to stand, power to stand out, power to stand through. Lord, I pray that fortitude give to everyone right now in Jesus' name. The key of fellowship with heaven, that God will never be absent from your life. And you will never be absent from the kingdom of God. The key of fellowship with heaven, Lord, I pray, give to everyone now in Jesus' name. And the key of faithfulness to God. Everywhere you go, you hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. And as you walk therein, you walk into success. You walk into significance. You walk into supremacy. You will not be a tail, you'll be a head. Everywhere you go, you will stand out. Everywhere you go, you will stand up. Everywhere you go, you will stand fast. And in life, in your life, in your life, you become unstoppable. You will see, you swim across every ocean. You will soar above every cloud. You will stay alive to become a fulfillment of the prophecy of God upon your life. Praise the Lord. He has answered your prayer. Praise the Lord. He has lifted you up. Praise the Lord, the door is locked against every failure in your life in Jesus' name. The strong and of a good courage, go through life and go and prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.